USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dismal jobs report as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. The U.S. economy adding only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. As far as the reason for the dismal report, ADP chief economist Neela Richardson tells CNBC.
It's not that there isn't hiring demand out there, but there are still these lingering issues of COVID concerns and the lack of full-time affordable child care. Never have I spoken.
Gas prices are going up as we head into the Labor Day weekend. The latest AAA national average finds regular at $3.18.4 a gallon, which is the highest Labor Day weekend prices in 7 years. On this date last year, regular was going for $2.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Production at most General Motors North American plants will be halted next week because of the microchip shortage plaguing the auto industry. The GM plants producing the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups will close and tentatively reopen on September 13th. The chip shortage costing automakers billions of dollars in lost sales. It's time for traditions, big hits, highlight passes, tailgates, and fight songs. College football week one started Thursday night and continues through the weekend. This is the first year that college football players will be able to sell their name, image, and likeness and make money off of them. President of the College Athletes Players Association, Ramugi Huma, says this idea is a winner across the board.
We had bipartisan support across the nation. Over 28 states have passed laws to correct this. And that's a good thing. Today's a much better day for college athletes.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Homelessness is on the rise in Illinois, and Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new task force that will build off legal programs that help keep people from being evicted.
That means not only addressing housing affordability and stability, but tackling the root causes that can disrupt it. Substance abuse disorders, mental health struggles, education access, employment opportunities, veterans services, domestic violence, and so much more.
Pritzker goes on to stress the importance of the agency with the eviction moratorium set to expire tomorrow. Video gamers take a day off to protest on Twitch.
Gaming streamers took a day off from Twitch on September 1st to bring to attention the hate raids that have been plaguing the platform in past weeks. A hate raid is when a streamer is invaded by hateful people, causing a major distraction while gaming. Twitch has been blamed for the rise in these hate raids because they're not doing enough to stop them. Influential gamers did succeed. According to data compiled by GameSight, Twitch did see a drop in viewership with the protest. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Florida home used as a set for the movie Edward Scissorhands is now a museum. The website Creative Loafing reporting a husband and wife brought the home of Lutz in Tampa, Florida last year for $230,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.